Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. The recording was cut off, so we call it part B. Of course, Power of Christ Daily, 29th of August, worthy or qualified. Now, the way I left off was, he thinks as a prince, he'll give a command to the servant. Now, that is why we must now know I am qualified for all the promises of God. Promises of abundant life. Promises of joy, peace, righteousness, peace and joy. Promises that I now have power over Satan. And exercise. No point saying I have power over Satan and don't exercise. Because Jesus wants to told Satan, look here, my children overcome you. There's no problem here. Father God wants his children to overcome. There's no fight between Satan and God. God is a creator. He created Lucifer who fell into pride. He wanted to go above all heavens and sit there. So God threw him out. God even didn't throw him out. He told the other angels, okay, all of you decide. And then the angels who sided righteousness fought and threw the whole of Lucifer and his gang out. And they become Satan and all the demons and the devils and what have you. And they are now trying to hassle children of God or hassle human beings. And Jesus came and gave us power and told every human being, your power. If you come to me, I give you power. Finish. You believe in me. I created you. I love you. I suffered on the cross and I give you power. Now, therefore, if you do not stop, like if you have to go and do something to get something from Christ, you will never come to this position of knowing you are qualified. You are qualified for every good thing. You are qualified already. All good things that is in Christ Jesus is now in me. It's for me now in faith to receive it. Faith what? Faith in Christ that he has done it for me and he will do all good things for me. Whatever more than I can ask or think, as the Bible says, will be done unto me. That is why if I'm desiring something and it doesn't not given, I will simply believe it's not good for me. My Father knows what is good for me. That's the truth. He can't give everything I'm asking because I'm damaged myself. How? I cannot damage myself. He doesn't want me to damage. He won't allow. So what he will do is he'll only give all good things. So now, what we do immediately? My father didn't give me this. He stopped this from my troubles. My father stopped his troubles. But now, he promises you'll have a good life. All your needs will be settled. And they are actually settled. In the 20 years of ministering, I've seen this again and again. As soon as they come and they begin to believe what this word of God is saying, and they begin to repent, and they begin to say, Lord, my trust is in you. And then, of course, what you sow, you will reap. Situation is always there. The gravity, law of gravity always operates whether we like it or not, believe or not. So the law of what you sow and reap will be there. Whatever you sow, you shall reap. Whatever you sow, you shall reap. So that thing will be examined. So I tell people, examine, and the other servants now do, other pastors do. They examine their lives and they tell, this is it. Tell the whole thing, brother and sister, tell the whole thing so we don't miss anything. And they open their hearts and pour out and then say, okay, this is how we now repent on all this. And tell God, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm your child. I now will walk worthy to please you. Not worthy to get what he has promised us, what he has given us. You're already worthy. Because why? The word worth is from Jesus Christ. You are of great worth. That's why he died on the cross for you. You are loved. That's why he died on the cross for you. So you are already worthy. If you come to Jesus Christ, you are already worthy. He makes you worthy. He qualifies you. But now to receive it, now what we do? Not only to receive it. Receive it is automatic. You see, if you are a father or mother, if a child did something wrong, will you not still give the child food? You still give the child food. You may use the rod of correction, as God has said. You may use the correction, you may deprive something, you may make them kneel down, or you may say, no TV for you today, or no this and that. Some rebuke will take place, but you'll feed them, you'll clothe them, you'll love them, because you love them. Now, of course, we being fallen nature, when the child is too much, our hatred can come. We better cast all that out, because we want to love all our children. Although our fallen nature heart may want to, angry and all that. We don't want that because we want love to go into the child. Now, brothers and sisters, today is a very important day. You must know you're qualified already. Don't waste them. You're already qualified. Supposing you're already qualified. Somebody, you went for an interview and all, they qualified you. shortlisted, completely qualified, and then they give you a letter of appointment, finished, you're appointed. Now you still think you're not worthy to do the job and this and that, how? You will do it with joy. You know, you're qualified, they appointed you, you're joyful, you go, you have authority, you're appointed as a manager, you will manage. Brothers and sisters, today is a very important thing. Remember, you're worthy because He qualified you to be worthy. So you don't have to go and do some prayers in the morning and all to receive what He has got for us. What you do is, you go and give thanks. Thanks. He wants you to open your mouth and thank Him in all things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And He wants you to have believe in Him. Trust Him. He wants you to trust Him. This when you trust Him, He feels joy. God is pleased. He pleased when you trust Him. He's not pleased when you put some flowers here and there and all. He creates the flowers. He created all the flowers. You go and put some flowers, He knows lah. You're trying something because you are a child, His child, and you do not know what you're doing. So you're trying something. So he feels sorry, pities us lah. But the point is, again, He doesn't need the flowers. He wants our trust, our faith in Him. So today, we trust Him. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.